أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في
السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس وأجد على النار هدى فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى قال ألقها يا موسى فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى قال خذها ولا تخف سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء آية أخرى لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله العظيم.
Respected brothers and elders, as we had mentioned in the beginning, what are the intentions, what are the niyat, what are the objectives of a program of this nature? We have heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time and again, innamal a'malu bin niyat. That a person's actions during his worldly life will be based or judged according to the intentions he makes. And therefore, ulama ikram have taught us various niyat, intentions that a person can make. One is our presence here and our listening to the Quran Kareem is ibadat in itself. The hadith of Musnad Ahmad, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, من استمع إلى آية من كتاب الله. That person who will listen to just one verse of the Quran, كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ مُضَاعَفَةٌ, then Allah will record for him multiplied rewards. We always give the example, in this world if a person is told there is an investment opportunity, the returns are unmatched, the profits are unheard of before, then not only will I put all of my funds into such an investment, but I will make sure my wife, my children, my grandparents, and whoever I can get my hand upon, all of their funds we want to invest in such an account, such an investment, such profits, such returns that are unmatched and unheard of. We can imagine the returns, the yields, the profits of listening to the Quran Kareem. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes it one step further. وَمَن تَلَاهَا, that person who will then be inspired and recite the Quran, then كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, it will become a source of nur, of light for him on the day of Qiyamah. When humanity in its entirety is enveloped in darkness, this person will have a guiding light in front of him. So one intention, we are here to secure this nur on the day of Qiyamah. Together with this, ulama explain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deeply loved to listen to the Quran. On one occasion, he mentions to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu that Iqra alayya al-Quran. O Ibn Mas'ud, you recite the Quran to me. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, as we can well imagine the response, Ya Rasulullah, أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل. That, O Nabi of Allah, if there is anybody worthy of reciting, it would have been yourself. How do I dare recite to you when Quran Sharif has been revealed to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentions, إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. That while I take enjoyment in reciting the Quran, I also take great enjoyment in listening to the Quran Sharif being recited. So these intentions to keep at the forefront of our mind. And finally, the last intention, that we have come here as part of our learning process. And inshallah, as we go through the program, we will touch upon a few aspects with regard to the field of qira'at and tajweed for us to upskill ourselves, to gain some understanding, some knowledge with regard to this very important branch of deen. So this also we keep at the forefront of our mind. As we mentioned and we are repeating, we have not come just for entertainment, but this should be a learning curve. It should be a means of my closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, next we will call upon Hafiz Muhammad Yasin Sulaiman to render a nazar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Quran ki hidayat bhul gaye, sunnat ki fazilat bhul gaye. Quran ki hidayat bhul gaye, sunnat ki fazilat bhul gaye. Afsos ke hum rafta ahkam e shariat bhul gaye. Afsos ke hum rafta ahkam e shariat bhul gaye. Meydan mein nikalna chhod diya, dushman ko kuchalna chhod diya. Meydan mein nikalna chhod diya, dushman ko kuchalna chhod diya. Gir gir ke sambhalna chhod diya, jangon ki maharat bhul gaye. Gir gir ke sambhalna chhod diya, jangon ki maharat bhul gaye. Quran ki hidayat bhul gaye, sunnat ki fazilat bhul gaye. Afsos ke hum rafta ahkam e shariat bhul gaye. Afsos ke hum rafta ahkam e shariat bhul gaye. Bijli ne chamakna chhod diya, badal ne garajna chhod diya. Bijli ne chamakna chhod diya, badal ne garajna chhod diya. Shahi ne japatna chhod diya, sab sher shujaat bhul gaye. Shahi ne japatna chhod diya, sab sher shujaat bhul gaye. Quran ki hidayat bhul gaye, sunnat ki fazilat bhul gaye. Afsos ke hum rafta ahkam e shariat bhul gaye. Afsos ke hum rafta ahkam e shariat bhul gaye. Kyun aapne khanjar phenk diya, kyun aapne neza toot diya. Kyun aapne khanjar phenk diya, kyun aapne neza toot diya. Kyun aap musalma ho kar bhi, shamshir se raghbat bhul gaye. Kyun aap musalma ho kar bhi, shamshir se raghbat bhul gaye. Quran ki hidayat bhul gaye, sunnat ki fazilat bhul gaye. Afsos ke hum rafta ahkam e shariat bhul gaye. Afsos ke hum rafta ahkam e shariat bhul gaye. Kyun sari fasile toot gayi, kyun dushman sar par aa pahuncha. kyun sari fasile toot gayi kyun dushman sar par aa pahuncha kyun aap bane aaram talab kyun shauq-e-shahadat bhool gaye kyun aap bane aaram talab kyun shauq-e-shahadat bhool gaye quran ki hidayat bhool gaye sunnat ki fazilat bhool gaye افسوس کہ ہم رفتہ احکام شریعت بھول گئے افسوس کہ ہم رفتہ احکام شریعت بھول گئے میدان میں جانا سنت ہے تلوار چلانا سنت ہے میدان میں جانا سنت ہے تلوار چلانا سنت ہے اور زخم بھی کھانا سنت ہے کیوں آپ یہ سنت بھول گئے اور زخم بھی کھانا سنت ہے کیوں آپ یہ سنت بھول گئے قرآن کی ہدایت بھول گئے سنت کی فضیلت بھول گئے افسوس کہ ہم رفتہ احکام شریعت بھول گئے افسوس کہ ہم رفتہ احکام شریعت بھول گئے
Respected brothers and elders, just for us to gain a glimpse or a brief understanding of the field and the science of Tajweed and Qira'at, ulama have explained the inception of this particular science. Many a times we find when it comes to the various branches of knowledge of deen, then there is some basic level of understanding that is prevalent amongst the people. We have an understanding with regard to the science of hadith, the science of fiqh, the science of aqidah. But when it comes to Tajweed and Qira'at, then there still exists to an extent some degree of skepticism. That is this something new, something created? Ulama explain in reality these various modes of recitation were revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. And for us to understand, unlike the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam of the past, who many a times were sent to a particular tribe, a particular region, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the entire mankind. And primarily to the Arabs. And we know in those days, the Arab tribes were very diverse, not just in customs and practices, but together with this, there was diversity with regard to their dialects, how they would elucidate and how they would pronounce the Arabic language. And therefore, the need of the time was that the scripture that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be such that it would accommodate for these variances and differences in dialect, while at the same time preserving complementary meanings. The meaning should not change, should not be distorted, but it should facilitate ease of recitation. And the very famous narration of Bukhari Sharif, Umar radiallahu anhu mentions that I heard Hisham bin Hakim reciting Suratul Furqan, and he recited in a way that was foreign to me. And I immediately became angered, became upset, that you are distorting Quran, you are reciting in a way that is incorrect. So I grabbed hold of him and I asked him, where did you learn this? So he says, I learnt it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, I then took him along to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I put the case in his court. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked me to recite the surah. I recited as I had been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then replied, Hakada unzilat, that you have recited as it has been revealed. And then he says to Hisham radiallahu anhu, you also recite. And he recited in a different way. And again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam placed his stamp of approval, هَكَذَا أُنزِلَتْ, that you also have recited as it has been revealed. So in reality, these so-called differences or variances were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself to facilitate ease of recitation for these various Arab tribes. Of course, it goes without saying that each tribe was not just permitted to recite as they pleased or to pronounce the Quran as they pleased, but every recitation had to be sanctioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this was the inception of this particular field. And inshallah, as we go along, we will then discuss the building blocks and the further spread of the science of tajweed and qiraat. Inshallah, next we will call upon Qari Safwan Mutala, who is no stranger to our masjid. He is the head of the Quran and Qiraat department of Al-Burhan here in Ashwood.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لا إلا وسعها لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ وَمَا لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاء ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم أن لعنة الله على الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة كافرون وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين صدق الله العظيم.
Let's see, brothers and elders, in the time that we have remaining, very briefly, we will just touch upon after the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we had mentioned previously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed Jibreel alayhi salam. And he had then tutored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these various modes of recitation. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then passed this on to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And it so happened that certain Sahaba became well known in or with regard to the knowledge of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And there were a number of Sahaba radiallahu anhum that stood out, amongst them Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, and many others. And thereafter they then passed this on to their students, the Tabi'een. And just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed and decided when it came to the field of hadith, that there were certain individuals whose lives Allah had accepted for the propagation of this science. In the field of hadith we have Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim rahimahumallah, and others. Likewise in the field of fiqh, we have the four a'imma of the madhahib, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and the like. Similarly, when it came to the field of tajweed and qira'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected a few chosen individuals and they then began to propagate and spread this particular science and this knowledge. And therefore we hear very commonly that a person recited in the narration of so and so imam. As an example, generally we recite according to the narration of Imam Hafs rahimahullah. At times we may hear somebody recited in the narration of Imam Warsh rahimahullah. It is very important that we understand that we are not reciting the narration of this imam. Rather, we are reciting the Quran as taught to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in the manner that has reached us through this particular imam. Just as when we follow some fiqhi ruling, some fiqhi mas'ala of deen, and we say that we are following the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, what it really means is that we are following the teachings of Quran, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as understood, explained and taught by Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. So in the very same way, just as there exists no doubt, no reservations with regard to the field of fiqh, of aqidah, of hadith, likewise when it comes to this very noble science, there should be absolutely no doubt, no reservations in our minds. And we should open our hearts, open our minds. If I myself have not had the opportunity to learn and study this field, then at the very least I can open the door for my children, for my grandchildren, and create a true resurgence in this field in the world. Inshallah, next we will call upon Hafiz Ismail Isaac, who is also from Asheville, to render an Arabic nasheed.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. كل القلوب إلى الحبيب تميل ومعي بهذا شاهد ودليل أما الدليل إذا ذكرت محمدا صارت دموع العاشقين تسيل عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قال يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية تقرأ بها
قل لهم
Respected brothers and elders, we have heard many incidents of the piety, the taqwa, the Allah consciousness of the great a'imma, scholars and imams of the past. And the a'imma of qira'ah likewise are no different. They were friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and great detail has been written regarding them in their biographies. But just one particular incident for us to gain an understanding of the caliber of these individuals, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected them and chosen them for the propagation of his kalam. Imam Ash-Shatibi rahimahullah has mentioned regarding one of the a'imma of qira'at, Imam Nafi' rahimahullah, and when he introduces him, he says, فَأَمَّا الْكَرِيمُ السِّرِّ فِي الطِّيبِ نَافِعُ. He makes reference to an amazing incident with regard to Imam Nafi' rahimahullah. It is mentioned that whenever he would open his mouth to recite the Qur'an, then a very sweet smelling fragrance would emit from his mouth. And therefore, on one occasion, somebody asked him that, have you perhaps just applied itar or perfume, and this is the beautiful fragrance and scent that we are smelling on you? Imam Nafi' rahimahullah then explained to him that, in my dream, I had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had recited and blown into my mouth. According to one narration, he had kissed my mouth. And from this incident onward, my mouth now gives off this beautiful fragrance and scent. We can imagine the level, the caliber, the closeness that they had to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us lives like this, hearts like this, and grant us the ability to benefit from the legacy that these great a'imma have left behind. Inshallah, next we will call upon Qari Hamza Desai, who is an ustad at the Darul Qurra Institute in Shawl.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. أم يقولون افتراه، بل هو الحق من ربك لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير قبلك لعلهم يهتدون. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش، ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع، أفلا تتذكرون. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره سنة مما تعملون ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم
الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون وقالوا أَإِذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُم مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين فذوقوا بما وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما جزاء بما كانوا يعملون أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنة نزلا بما كانوا يعملون وأما الذين فسقوا فمأويهم النار كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها قيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون ولنذيقنهم من العذاب أدنى دون العذاب أكبر لعلهم يرجعون
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها إنا من المجرمين منتقمون ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مدية من لقائه وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون إن ربك هو يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون أولم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات أفلا يسمعون أولم يروا أنا نسوق الماء فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون ويقولون متى هذا الفتح إن كنتم صادقين قل يوم الفتح لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم ولا هم ينظرون فأعرض عنهم وانتظر إنهم منتظرون صدق الله العظيم.
Respected brothers and elders, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, one of the great mufassirin and commentators of the Quran, in describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine system for the protection and preservation of the Quran Kareem, has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to preserve the Quran, qayyada jama'atan, yahfazunahu wa yadrusunahu wa yushhirunahu fi ma bayn al khalq ila akhiri baqa'i al takleef. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare a group of individuals in every era, in every zamana, every time, who not only will study and persevere in learning the Qur'an al-Kareem, but they will make it their life's goal and mission to propagate the Qur'an al-Kareem till the end of time. Their day and night will be involved in the propagation of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And truly, my dear brothers, the manifestation of this is found in our final reciter and guest, our esteemed Ustad Al-Mukri Al-Qari, Qasim Mutala Hafidhahullah. And really, I think it would not be any stretch to say that this entire program, all if not most of the reciters, are indebted to Hazrat Qari Sahib for their journey in Quran and Qiraat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and continue to bless him. We call upon Hazrat Qari Sahib.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله وارجوا اليوم الآخر ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. فكذبوه فأخذتهم الرجفة فأصبحوا في دارهم جاثمين. تبين لكم من مساكنهم وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل وكانوا مستبصرين. وقارون وفرعون وهامان ولقد جاء ولقد جاءهم موسى بالبينات فاستكبروا في الأرض وما كانوا سابقين. أخذنا بذنبه فمنهم من أرسلنا عليه حاصبا ومنهم من أخذته الصيحة ومنهم من خسفنا به الأرض ومنهم من أغرقنا وما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن مثل الذين اتخذوا
إليك من الكتاب.
صلاة تنهي عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله يكبر. إن الصلاة تنهي عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما صدق الله العظيم.
Respected brothers and elders, we have come to the conclusion of tonight's program. Before we conclude, we would like to say Jazakallahu khairan to our esteemed guests, in particular our beloved Ustad Zakari Qasim Sahib, Tamad Barakatuhu, and all of our reciters who took their time out, their efforts, they made sacrifice, and they came tonight for our benefit. At the same time, my dear brothers, we remind ourselves of the intentions we made in the beginning, that we are here to accrue rewards in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to attach ourselves to the Qur'an al-Kareem, and that we become inspired. Tonight's program, if it inspired us, let us make intention now within our hearts, that I will free up my life, my time, if not myself, my children, my grandchildren, some family member. Ulama say, even if I don't have children, some youngster in the community, I perhaps have the means financially, and he may be struggling, but I will dedicate some part of my life, my wealth, my time, to the khidmat of Quran Sharif. This is the investment, the yields, the profits, the rewards. When our eyes close, we will see this, and then we will hope and wish that we had given more time to the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all, and Allah make this program a means of our najat, our salvation in the akhirat, and allow many, many more programs of this nature to continue. Inshallah, the azan will be called out now, and jamaat will be at 7:45.